your hands together and say thank you, Jesus, this morning. We're continuing this morning with we're wrapping up our fact check this morning. And so as we go into our time of study and learning together, let us pray. Lord God, we come to you right now thanking you for another opportunity to stand in your presence to give you glory, to remind and to be reminded of how much you love us and how present you are with us. It is a fact that you will never leave us nor forsake us. It is a fact that you call us your own. It is a fact that all that we need can be found in you. And so we lift up your name, giving you all honor and all praise as we are open to your guidance today. Amen and amen. Well, y'all, we wrapping it up. And our scriptures for today, y'all, I have a lot of scripture, a lot of text this morning. And y'all, just flow with me. I'm going to ask you, y'all, just flow with me this morning, okay? Today, we are flowing by the Spirit. Somebody say, flow by the Spirit. We are flowing by the Spirit. And because we have so much text this morning, I would like to invite you to go to our home site, to the website of House of Judah Ministries.org, houseofjudahministries.org. Check out the slides and you can see what not only I put up, but what Brother Alpheus and Brother Ben puts up as well. And it is a great way that you'll be able to interact as well as have a guide for your led to refer back to our scriptures. So I'm going to take some time today and I'm going to read a lot, okay? Today is like an open mic type service we're having this morning. And today I'm going in with the scripture where Jesus tells us, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle. Some versions says I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Somebody repeat after me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light, says Jesus. That is Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Then 2 Corinthians 5, 8 tells us, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. I don't know about y'all, but when I hear that, that just makes me tingle on the inside. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Leviticus says, Leviticus 11, 45 tells us, for I am the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Somebody say, therefore. Therefore, you shall be holy. For I am holy. And Jesus said, Matthew 5:48, echoing Leviticus, therefore you shall be perfect. Somebody say perfect. Just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, where we going today, y'all? Like I said, I'm wrapping up. Y'all, what did Jesus say But what did Jesus say? And I'm here to remind y'all that FOMO today means faith opens many opportunities. Let's remind each other of that. Faith opens many opportunities. I want to remind you, where did it come from? We have to keep asking. When we're doing our fact checks, we really do have to figure out where did whatever our information, where did it come from? Is this our faith? Is it somebody else's faith? Is it somebody else's fear? And know what people said. And why? Why are people saying what they say? You know, sometimes people have more faith in us than we have in ourselves. And some folks can see the light on you. And depending on why, they might try to dim your light. So what is our source? We asked, who told you that? And today we're going to have a creative interpretation of the word. So y'all just flow with me. Somebody say flow with them. And these are facts that we absolutely have to have. I'm just giving facts today, y'all. Fact number one, God keeps every promise he makes. Do y'all believe God keeps every promise that he makes? He does. I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. Has God given y'all a word? Has God given y'all a word? What is that word that God is giving you? So I'm here to encourage you today that whatever that word is that God given you, somebody say word, word. Whatever that word is, I'm here to give you a fact that God says, I'm watching to see that my word is fulfilled. And guess what else, y'all, according to Numbers 23 and 19? God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Shall he not do it? Has he spoken? Shall he not make it good? Somebody say, God makes it good. God makes it good. And some more are facts here. We got to be aware of this. We've got things that the world say. Then we have things that Jesus says. And then we're going to have some decrees of our own, okay? This is what the world says. The world says it's hard. The world also says no pain, no gain. Y'all heard that? But what does Jesus say? Jesus says, my yoke is easy. Holler it back at me, y'all. My yoke is easy. One more time for the Holy Ghost. My yoke is easy. So if we are wanting to walk into, embrace, and stand in what God says, what Jesus says, repeat after me. Whatever we have to do, we do it with ease, under grace, in perfect ways. Say it for me one more time. With ease, under grace, in perfect ways. Now, y'all, this is the one we hear so much. I mean, I'm so not wanting to hear it anymore. The world says nobody's perfect. But Jesus said, and we read it in Matthew 5:48. Jesus says you're perfect. Hear me. Hey, somebody tell me now. You can't be going around. Is we can say, look it up. Matthew 5. Oh, and please be aware of the version. It has to be King James or New King James, because they'll switch the words on you. Jesus says, be ye perfect, for your Father in heaven is perfect. 5:48, disciple Matthew. See, it's not because of what we do that make us perfect. It's what Jesus has already done. What God speaks. So I'm going to ask y'all, whose word are we going to believe, y'all? Repeat after me, y'all. But what did Jesus say? All right now. But what did Jesus say? See, I'm going to make some mistakes. I'm going to make some bad choices. I am going to blow it out of the water and probably look totally confused, but it does not change what Jesus said. Oh, repeat after me. His blood, our decree can be, I am, somebody say, I am who God says I am. World going to tell you, no, you can't. But Jesus says, trust me. Dealing with life or death, y'all, this has probably become the most controversial and real topic for me since June 8th, 2023. The world says we have life or death. But Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. One day that word has to become real for us. And we are going to have to choose. Are we going to go with what the world says, life and death? Or are we going to go with what Jesus says? I am the resurrection and life. Whoever believes in me shall live forevermore. Somebody say forevermore. Therefore, repeat after me. Our decree is, I live because Christ lives in me. And I'm just going to go to the next one to just elaborate a little bit more. Listen, y'all, it's not just Katie Webb playing with words. It is scripture. Proverbs 13:15 says the way of the transgressor is hard. So when y'all hear somebody say, ooh, that's hard, you know it's going to be hard. We have the right in the word. Somebody say fact. The word says the way of the transgressor is hard. Now, if you're a transgressor, y'all have heard me say this before. I really believe the Holy Spirit wants us to hear that the way of the transgressor is hard. Are you a transgressor? No, I'm a mess upper. I may mess it up, but I'm not a transgressor because I refuse to live anything up. Since I met Jesus, beautiful song, y'all. I'm not singing it, but I just want you to hear the words. Since I met Jesus, there's a burning deep down within. And it holds me with an unseen power, and it keeps me from all sin. But y'all know what else it does? It changes me. Somebody say every day. It changes me. And as I walk, as we walk this narrow way, since we've met Jesus, he has changed this old soul of mine. Somebody say, he changed me. Holler it out like Tremaine Hawkins. Say, changed. He's changed me. And it makes me want to run on and shout hallelujah until the end. Y'all know why? Somebody say, his yoke is easy, and his burden are light. We've got to remember, y'all. That's why we can say with confidence, with ease, under grace, in perfect ways. Because Jesus has already promised, come unto me who are weak and heavy laden. We just all carrying things. But Jesus says, I will give you rest. Do you know what I like about the word of God and God's truth? It's literal. you will rest. We have to lay down. We have to sit down. We have to stop. And then you've got the metaphysical where things ease out. You can see it. You can feel it. And then there is the final rest where we exchange this physical body, where we put off mortality and we put on immortality. So God's word is truly sharper than any two-edged sword, which is why we are able to stand confidently and say, I know the Lord. How many of you know the Lord will make a way? God will make a way out of no way. Somebody say, oh, yes, he will. And that's why we can look at Luke 1:37. He says, no word from God will ever fail. That means if he says we're going to succeed, we're going to succeed. If he says it is his desire that we prosper, we're going to prosper. If he says, I am your healer, I am the Lord that heals you, count yourself healed. Somebody say, I am healed. Because no word from the Lord will ever fail. Job says it's best. I know that you can do anything. Do y'all know God can do anything? Do y'all know he'll make a way? That's right, because Isaiah says, in so many places throughout Scripture, we hear God saying, but in this particular case, Isaiah 43:19 says, I will make a way in the wilderness, and I will make rivers in the desert. Now, I don't know about you, but that is a beautiful imagery of knowing that God will do what God says he will do. Somebody say, and God will make a way. The song says, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Somebody say, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Because you know why? We have a Savior who we can tell all our troubles to. We can tell all our joys to. As brother says, we can exalt him. And whenever we are burdened, we don't know what to do. We can do what Jesus said. Jesus said, go in your secret closet. Go in your secret place. I can go to God in secret prayer. Somebody say, lay him down, y'all. Lay him down. And I can lay all of my burdens there. Because y'all know what? I know the Lord will make a way. Somebody say, yes, he will. Say, yes, he will one more time. Facts. Somebody say, facts. Y'all, we ain't just talking noise here this morning. We're talking facts. And I love the way God shows up. And somebody saying, he gonna carry me home. I love it that he carries us home. See, when I first, this song here is a song by Albertina Walker and the Caravans, but Witness remade it. And it's called Carry Me Home. Albertina says, when I've done the best, have you ever done the best you can? You give and you give and you give and you give. And folks still look at you like, and can you dig a little deeper than me? Jakari, can you try just a little harder? Miss Essie, that's all you got? Come on now, Miss Loretta. What's up, B? Jehoshaphat, surely you got a note in there you can find that Katie Webb trying to say. Surely, Jerry. Sometimes people try to make us feel like you just ain't trying hard enough. This is the beauty of it, y'all. I'm gonna get happy. That's when God will carry us home. Somebody say, I surrender all. When we surrender it to God, when we know we've done all we can do, we can sit down. I had to let the Lord teach me to not say, I really don't care. I don't care. Lord say, now you know you care. What you mean is, somebody repeat after me, I care differently. See, if I'm going to let the Lord carry me home, when I've done the best I can and my friends don't understand and I've suffered all night long, giving up the right for the wrong. Somebody say, that's when my Lord is coming to carry me home. He is going to come right there, and all I got to do is open my arms up. And that's why we call him the Prince of Peace. Because, see, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. We experience his peace. I thought it meant I was going to give up the ghost. I did. Then, my Lord, oh, I used to cry. Oh, carry me home, Jesus. Thank God. He's like, it's more than that, Katie. I'm carrying you home in my presence, absent from the body, present with the Lord, absence from your problems, present with the Lord. Absent from those aggravations, presence with the Lord. Presence with the Lord. Presence with the Lord. Presence with the Lord. Presence. The word says present. Holy Spirit is saying presence. Presence, like we're in his holy presence. We're in his holy presence right now. My brothers was up here practicing early and going over the songs, and they were in the presence of the Lord. We're in the presence of the Lord when we allow him to carry us home, whenever we realize that he has that yoke that is so easy. Presence of the Lord is the gift. He gives us presence. His presence are joy. His presence are peace. His presence are love. His presence are grace. Somebody say presence. We start getting those presents. That's when we know, Jesus, you done messed around and took me home. And I'm still right here. Somebody say, carry me home, Jesus. And that's when, y'all know I have to tell you how many times a word show up in the Bible. Somebody say, holy. I am holy. Say that, I am holy. I am holy. See, I got holes. Oh, I didn't even realize this. Thank you, Jesus. My little blouse here got holes in it. See, you can be holy where stuff will drip through. Then you can be holy, the one that starts with W-W-H-O-L-Y, where you are completely holy, whole. W-H-O-L-E, we're whole, we're holy. Then we've got holy, as God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Y'all, these are commandments. These are decrees. These are identities that God is placing on us. Oh, somebody repeat after me. These are facts. These are facts. And honey, let me tell you one. I've learned how to live holy. Did y'all have to learn how to live holy? Still learning. I've learned how to live holy, and I've learned how to live right. Do you know we have to even learn how to suffer? For if we suffer, we will gain eternal life. See, I like it because it says, if we suffer, while I am willing to suffer, kind of, I ain't even going to fake the fun. I have suffered and I know what suffering is like. We gain. It is over there. But child, there's an eternal life that happens within us once the suffering, in the middle of our suffering, right after our suffering, that eternal life that we gain is called a peace that surpasses all understanding. Somebody say shame-free, guilt-free, pain-free. Somebody say hard-free. And that's when we see Jesus. I thought when I see Jesus, was I like, I'm going to say, oh, that's Jesus right there. They have you scared. I used to be scared. I was going to be walking down the road and see Jesus. And I'm like, did I miss the rapture, Lord? No. When we see Jesus, look at me, sister. Hey, Jesus. When I see Jesus, I'm still working on this. When I look in the eyes of any human being with skin on their body, do y'all realize that's when we see Jesus? I am convinced that we are the visible image of our invisible God. Are we created in his image? There you go. Sure do have some pretty eyes today, sister. Oh, look at that smile right there. Looking pretty good, Jesus. All right, you better work the hat. Oh, sister, that smile in your eyes. When I see Jesus. Somebody say, when I see Jesus. Amen.